Yesterday, Friday the 14th of June, saw 12 early morning arrests at the Sacred Fire encampment at the junction of highways 126 and 116 West in Kent County, New Brunswick, where people against shale gas exploration and drilling have gathered. Later in the day, Listigouche First Nations Chief Dean Vicaire paid a visit to the camp, which, despite the arrests, remains in high spirits. Vicaire had just arrived from an Atlantic Policy Congress meeting, where all the maritime chiefs had been attending a two-day planning session. The efforts of those congregated at the Sacred Fire were front and center at the meeting, and Vicaire noted that the chiefs supported their actions 100%. Vicaire also noted that the Atlantic Policy Congress would be issuing a public statement today, Saturday, June 15th. We are currently awaiting this statement. Please enjoy the following interview with Chief Vicaire. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe. Now, the chiefs came out in support of this action here. What's going on here?
As of yesterday, no one really knew too much, right, in terms of other than just rumors type thing, right? And you try and one thing I've learned real quick is get the facts.
Yep.
You know, and we got the facts by having Chief Aaron Sock today speak of this. Chief Candace Paul had asked me to see if I can get the support of the chiefs.
Yep.
And that's exactly what I did. It was full 100% consensus, and that's it. So
how far does that support go? Is it just of this action in support of what they're trying to accomplish? Is it in support of, you know, a moratorium or a ban on seismic gas testing exploration in traditional Mi'kmaq territory? How far is this going?
Right, and that's the thing where I said earlier when I addressed the group of people that I'm not in a position to speak. I mean, I'm a chief from Quebec, technically, right? I like to, I do firmly believe that I'm a chief of the 7th district, which is Gaspé-Gawagi, you know, and this is kind of the borderline of our territory, so I won't speak on behalf of New Brunswick chiefs.
District 6.
So tomorrow they'll have an announcement here, it's going to be positive in support, but the scope of it, I can't comment on it because I don't know.
Right? Now, you personally, having, you know, what we've witnessed here in a variety of contexts, things that I've personally eyewitnessed have been disrespectful of this culture, of traditional boundaries, of consultation. There have been women in ceremony praying who've been interrupted. There have been men with sacred objects who've been hauled away, arrested. Personally speaking, how do you view the reaction of the RCMP and this company to your people, or to Mi'kmaq people?
Mm-hmm. Well, first and foremost, it saddens me and it hurts me on the inside, and I'm deeply affected by this.
Yeah.
That's my personal Dean Vicaire feeling, right? I mean, it hurts. As chief, I do realize that the RCMP are just doing their job. I mean, I know one of the guys here on a personal level. Our sons play hockey together, you know, and I was kind of glad to see him here, where you have at least a name and a face where it's beyond the uniform, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm encouraging some of the people here that if they're going to communicate with, if they have to communicate with him, perhaps you may want to choose to, it's Constable Dupuis, I think his last name is.
Okay.
So, you know, it does hurt, but the lack of respect, Miles, goes way back. It's systemic in everyone's mindset, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a challenge that we have to face every single day.
Yeah.
You know, and we have to be smarter, stronger, more resilient, persevere through this.
Yeah.
You know, I can give you a million adjectives, right? But they all describe accurately exactly what it is we have to do, which is keep on keeping on.
Mm-hmm.
Education is key. I mean, I'm an educator. I worked at a high school for 9 years, you know, with our youth. And I became chief by listening to them. And I've learned to listen, not just teach, right? And one thing I really have come to learn in this last year is that good leaders don't create followers. Good leaders create more leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where I'm. I think if I stick to that fundamental kind of mantra, things will unfold. So it's education, but action speaks a lot louder than words. So I committed to be here. You know, I altered my daily routine here to be here, and you know, again, speaking for my chief, with my chief counselor, he's organizing a bus there on Sunday. So it holds up to 70, and they'll be coming. Our community will be here to show support.
And then just maybe finally, early this morning we saw that line being drawn with people in the road saying, you can't pass here. Yesterday there were people well-prepared, you know, probably over 100 bodies ready to be arrested. At that point, they didn't force their hand. This morning, we saw them just plow through here, just mm-hmm. take everybody mm-hmm. away. Mm-hmm. Seismic trucks just keep plowing on.
Mm-hmm. There's a reason
In
why...
In your perception, is it going to be a legal battle that's going to take this to the next level, or is this going to work?
Well, I mean, look, there is certainly strength in numbers, right? And knowledge is power.
Yeah.
However, there's a reason why they're called the tactical team. You know, they cold calculate everything. So you're not going to come in and try to arrest anyone when there's hundreds of people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you're going to come in the wee hours in the morning when people are tired and there's a few of them, which is exactly what they did. Yeah. It's tactical cold calculation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's to make less of an impact. It's to keeping each other's, in terms of the RCMP and the general population, in less of harm's way.
Yeah.
So it's tactical, right? I mean, you see under hats, tactical team. Yeah. There's a reason why they do what they do.
Can you elaborate at all? Maybe there's a legal angle here?
Yeah, there's absolutely all kinds of legal angles, right? I mean, the very fact that, despite the fact that they're... we perceive it as disrespectful to our culture. But in the end, it's really ignorance.
Yeah.
They don't know. They don't have a damn clue about what, a medicine person, what they carry in that responsibility. They don't understand the responsibilities of a pipe carrier. So the bottom line, again, it goes back to education, right? There has to be a willingness to learn at every level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking right from the premier down to the person living over there, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have a willingness to learn. That's the challenge, right?
Yeah.
So a legal angle? Absolutely. There's going to be lots of legal ramifications, I'm sure, here, right?
Yeah.
Everything from a common assault to resisting arrest to... envisioning infringing on one's rights. I mean, human rights.
Yeah.
Never mind a cultural right. This is an infringement upon human rights. I mean, the very fact that I understand Harper's approach, and I may not necessarily agree with how he's doing things. No one does, it seems. But it's to stimulate the economy. The economy at all costs. At the cost of raping Mother Earth. That's where we got to draw a line here. No one wants to draw a line, because when you draw a line, that's division automatically, right?
Yeah.
But people are forced to do it. Look around you.
Yeah.
It's really unfortunate that it always has to get to this.
I know.
The important thing is, like what Chief Bob Gold did in his region, they saw this coming. As soon as they got word of it, they organized. They got everyone together and they stopped it. Here, the train's left, and we're in a reactionary position as opposed to being in a proactive one. And that's a challenge. That's a big challenge for all of us, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Awesome.